This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
President Trump and his administration reject your baseless, unconstitutional efforts to overturn the democratic process. That was part of a letter that the Trump administration wrote to Speaker Nancy Pelosi to say, we are tired of your crap. We are now going on the offensive, and you are up a creek. Let me tell you, folks, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, first of all, KJRadio.com. I was talking to people that are starting to get it. Republicans that I know for a fact were pretty soft on a lot of this stuff, friends of mine, acquaintances of mine, and now they are fired up. They're starting to recognize what's happening here, and they're saying things like, man, I'm really enjoying watching Trump stand up to these crooks and these scoundrels. Are you hearing this? 844-551-8255. What a pleasure. Anyway, this letter continues. Your unprecedented actions have left the president with no choice. In order to fulfill his duties to the American people, the Constitution, the executive branch, and all future occupants of the office of the presidency, President Trump and his administration cannot participate in your partisan and unconstitutional inquiry under these circumstances. Now, Schiff beforehand says, if you don't send people that we subpoena to our inquiry, then we're going to hold you in contempt and we're going to say that you're guilty by definition because you don't want to share evidence. And it's fun to watch because this political wrangling, the Democrats have, as I said earlier, they're built a house of lies on quicksand. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm glad you are, too. Because we're going to make sense of all of this together. But let me just tell you, but while we're making sense, I want you to do one easy thing. Use your common sense. Use your common sense. Ask yourself, should the chief executive of a country speak to another chief executive of a country and say, look, we got a lot of questions over here with our 2016 elections, your part in it, the part of the Russians. We spent $40 million on a lie. And we think it's all connected to such and such. You might want to look into this. If you're looking into corruption, let's explore together where this corruption stems so we can, anybody else would look at this and go, that's countries working together. That is a United Nations working together to solve a problem that all citizens should want solved, that of corruption. The Democrats want to make you believe that the head of the countries should not be talking about this. And you want to know why? Not because they want to protect Biden, because they don't give a crap about Biden. They want to do it because they think they can spin the lie into something, you know, marketable that they can get rid of Donald Trump. For what? Ask yourself, what reason do you want to get rid of Trump? Look at any indicators, the economic indicators. Look at, they've even turned this thing with Syria and Turkey. Oh, Donald Trump pulling out 50 troops out of some part of Syria is going to be a big deal. If Barack Obama said he was going to pull 50 troops or end a war in Syria, they'd be applauding it. Look, I'm not going to make there are many people, oh, Kevin, you don't know foreign policy. You're exactly right. I don't know foreign policy, but I'll tell you this. I know as much about it as you do. So if we're going to go at this mano a mano, let me tell you, you don't know jack about foreign policy either. What do you know that's going to make your opinion any different than mine? Here's what I always defer to. Donald Trump loves this country. He understands that when you put people in harm's way, you need to be doing it for the right reasons. And if you're going to do something like this, go win. That's a philosophy of anybody. What are 50, 100, 500 people of our people going to do in Syria? Tell me what they're going to do. Oh, Kevin, they're high-level, CIA operatives or whatever. To what end? Give me a scenario. Give me a game plan. Because if you can't give me that, get them out. Let countries handle their own scandals. We don't need to be involved in it. And when we get involved, there needs to be a reason to be involved. U.S. interest above everything. And if we are going to make it an effort of the United Nations, then the United Nations has to say, if we're going to deploy American troops, then there's going to be a reason for them to be there. And we better know clearly what the game plan is. But we haven't done that in any conflict we've had. All it does is get politicized by the left. But I can tell you this, if Barack Obama were making Trump moves, you would be watching the media and the leftists talk about his stuff as if this dude was a god. Because let me tell you, the moves that Trump are making, some of them, in my opinion, are inspired by God. The very fact that he sits in that office is that. So we've got Nancy Pelosi, who just got a letter. And it concluded with this. The president has a country to lead. The American people elected him to do this job, and he remains focused on fulfilling his promises to the American people. That's boss move. Pelosi, your move. Your move. Unconstitutional is what he called her move. Unprecedented move. Leaves him no choice. Love it. Illegitimate and unconstitutional. That I don't know if you guys, you know, they have what's called diplomatic language. That is as strong as it gets to say, I'm not paying attention to you until you start following legitimate and constitutional rules. And you know this is a lie, and you know it's a farce. And in fact, you know it so much because you won't hold a House vote. Now, what did I tell you folks? Huh? Yeah, those of you who've been listening to the Kevin Jackson Show for some time, you know I said they will not bring a House vote on the impeachment because they know it's a farce. And they know the House of Cards falls apart when people start voting present, you know, a no vote or whatever they do, because the Democrats know this is a fool's folly. The ones who are coming up in 2020 better be in fear for their lives. I'm not trying to offer any subterfuge or whatever. I have one agenda on my radio show, one agenda on everything that I write. Make this country better. Expose the lies. And the lies are the Democrats. These leftist, progressive, racist thugs, bullies, all of them. Anyone that supports them. You fall into the same category. And just ignorance of what you're doing doesn't make it right. There are places for you to find out all the information you want to find out. I got former Democrat friends that have left that party that go, Kevin, I finally started doing research for myself. Well, good for you. Because what you're supposed to do. I told you guys I'm going to be at a walkaway movement talking to some Democrats that left, and I'm going to give them some words of encouragement. Congratulations, you are no longer brain dead zombies just listening to the drone of the left, doing the bidding of the left. You've abandoned your racist and sexist and whatever other ideologies and decided to become part of the human race. Anyway, we got a great hour coming up. Glad you guys are here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime. Will justice be served? You believe that what we know and the facts that we've explained to this audience here, that this will result in those people involved in all of this being held accountable?
Sean, the Democrats are scared. Why do you think Nancy Pelosi attacked Bill Barr last week? Why do you think the Democrats are trying to move fast? Why do you think she said, we want to strike while the iron's hot? They're nervous about the investigation Bill Barr and John Durham are doing and what that's going to uncover. They're nervous about the truth. That's why they're moving so fast. They tried the slow approach. They tried the two-year Mueller approach. That didn't work because we had time to get all the facts and prove them wrong. So now they're saying, we're going to strike while the iron's hot. We're going to do it in the Intelligence Committee. We're going to put the most biased chairman in the Congress in charge of it, Adam Schiff, who is no different than Peter Strzok. That's why they're doing all this, is to undermine Bill Barr and to go after the president that we all elected.
That was Jim Jordan on Hannity, and he's talking about, you know, Schiff and his shiftlessness, the fact that this dude is just a congressional clown and, quite frankly, should be out. as should Pelosi. But I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, the first hour, I talked about a guy named Carlin, John Carlin. And the whistleblower worked for Carlin. But I want to give you a timeline that dates back, to when President Trump, it dates back to a guy named Admiral Rogers, and he ends up taking over, we'll get into it here in a second, I don't know the official stuff, but here's what I'm getting at. John Carlin comes into the picture in this, and I remember when I was going over this, I wrote this, this is an article that I published, and it was a timeline, and Carlin was the one that stuck out for me, and here's why. So, November 2015 to April 2016, the FBI and DOJ's National Security Division used private contractors to access raw FISA data using to and from FISA 702. There's some queries they use. I don't want to go into too much of it because it's not good for radio. In March of 2016, NSA Director Rogers becomes aware of improper access to this raw FISA data. The next month, April of 2016, Rogers ordered the NSA compliance officer to run a full audit on the 702 NSA compliance, which that's just the 702 means it's a form. Anyway, April 18, 2016, Rogers shut down FBI NSD contractor access to the FISA search system. From April through September of 2016, Rogers continued his investigation. Okay? September 26th of 2016, DOJ's NSD head, John Carlin, files the government's proposed 2016 Section 702 certification. So this is at the end of September. The filing does not disclose the FISA abuses. Carlin is aware of Rogers' compliance review. The 2016 certifications are scheduled for court approval on October 26th of 2016. These are critical dates. If you're keeping score, maybe come back and refer to this when you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show as a podcast. September 27, 2016, Carlin announced he was resigning. Now, I want to go back. On the 26th, he's the DOJ's NSD, he's the head, John Carlin, files the government's CO2 certifications. The very next day, he resigns. In his filings the day before, he didn't disclose any of the FISA abuses. October the 15th of 2016, Carlin formally leaves the NSD. Mid-October, DNI, this is the Clapper, submits a recommendation to the White House that Rogers be removed from the NSA. This is from during the time of Obama. Clapper's efforts fail. October the 20th, Rogers is briefed by the NSA compliance officer on the Section 202 NSA compliance audit and about query violations. These are, about who it is. That's a technical term, the about queries. On the 21st, the next day, Rogers shuts down all about query activity, reports the activity to the DOJ before he goes before the FISA court. The same day, DOJ and FBI seek and receive a Title I FISA probable cause authorizing electronic surveillance on Carter Page from the FISC, the FISC. At this point, the FISA court is unaware of the Section 702 violations. 3 days later, October 24th, Rogers verbally informs the FISA court of the Section 702 violations. 2 days later, October 26th, Rogers formally informs the FISA court of the violations in writing. The same day, the FISA court refuses to formalize the 2016 Section 702 certifications. A complete overhaul of Section 702 processes then ensues. November the 17th, that morning, Rogers travels to meet President-elect and his transition team in Trump Tower, does not inform DNI James Clapper. November the 17th in the evening, the Trump transition team announces they're moving all their activity to Trump's National Golf Center in New Jersey. I called Admiral Rogers a hero. for what he did. He's the one who actually uncovered what was going on and got the ball rolling. And let me tell you, the FISA court, all this stuff you're going to find out, folks, don't, and by the way, don't believe me. Don't believe Kevin Jackson. Go look it up for yourselves if you don't believe me. These 702s, Google Admiral Rogers and FISA 702, and you will get a treasure trove of information. And Carlin knew it. So this whistleblower that you're talking about has to do with Carlin, who was one of the complicit folks, head of the NSD at the time, the National Security Division. It's the FBI and the Department of Justice National Security Division. He was head of it. He filed the 702 certifications that did not disclose FISA abuses. He was aware that Rogers was doing a compliance review, and the very next day after he filed them, he left. He left. You're going to hear his name, folks. You're going to hear it again and again. And then Clapper, who was, Defense National, whatever, I don't know, Director of National Intelligence, I think is what his title is, DNI, he tries to get Admiral Rogers fired. I want you to understand how crooked these guys are. The minute Rogers started uncovering, doing his job, then they go, oh, we got to get him fired. Obama made the mistake of not firing Rogers, and the reason is he didn't think Donald Trump was going to win. Oh, yeah, that's the Paul Harvey part of this, as they say, the rest of the story. If he thought Donald Trump had any chance of winning, Rogers would have been gone immediately. This is why I'm telling you, Obama knows about this stuff. We got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting ICE Director Matt Elbins gives an update on immigration enforcement.
Our commitment is to strengthen national security and uphold public safety, which we accomplish by enforcing the law as it has been enacted, with the utmost professionalism, despite challenges faced by no other law enforcement agency in this country.
Albin, speaking from the White House on Thursday, says there were about 40,000 arrests on the southern border in September, which is the lowest this fiscal year. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is slamming President Trump's decision to remove U.S. troops from northern Syria. Talking with reporters in New York, Schumer says the move has opened the door for Turkey to attack the Kurds who have been helping the U.S. combat ISIS. Schumer also argued that thousands of ISIS prisoners could make a jailbreak and said the president's foreign policy is reckless and erratic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Investigation. Pastor, exactly the opposite. He said there was no quid pro quo, no linkage to any investigation in this, in the security assistance money. But this is Adam Schiff's partisan and unfair process that he's going through. Releasing selective text. Why don't he release the whole transcript?
Well,
why don't
I know? I ask King Jeffries.
I appreciate
that exact
you doing
question.
That, but the real question is, why don't you ask Adam Schiff? Why won't he do it? The president released a call, unprecedented. He released a call with a foreign leader. That hasn't been done very often, maybe not before. But why won't Adam Schiff do the same thing with the? Why there were 67 pages of text messages? Why just a few handful selected, highlighted by the Democrats? The same Democrat staff who, by the way, met with this whistleblower before he even filed the complaint, and Adam Schiff wouldn't tell us that. The same Adam Schiff who did the false statement at the start of the hearing a week ago. The same Adam Schiff who met with Michael Cohen. His staff met with Michael Cohen for 10 hours before Michael Cohen testified. Why won't this is, and I think Americans see this.
That was Jim Jordan, congressman. Great guy. I know Jim. He's a cool cat. And he's bringing up, right, why are you parsing the transcripts? Why, show us everything that the whistleblower said. Show us everything that whoever the ambassador to the Ukraine, what's the guy's name? Show us the whole thing. He actually says, point blank, Donald Trump, the president, said no quid pro quo. This is a done deal, slam dunk. Of course they know this. But Democrats got to sell this lie, boy. They got to try to sell it. Tucker had a guest on. And he's called this thing a political hit job. Here's the clip.
How long should we wait in this? We're doing that.
I don't think we should wait at all. I think it's time to call this for the political farce that it is. And, you know, Democrats' behavior is broadcasting that it's a political hit job all over the place. Nancy Pelosi's weird press conference today where she was saying that the Trump White House should work with House Democrats on legislation, even as they go forward with their impeachment probe, was just strange. Adam Schiff's threats and intimidation of State Department employees, saying that if they don't appear before his committee, it'll be taken as evidence that the accusations against Trump are true. And then meanwhile, we have no formal vote for an impeachment inquiry. Republicans in the House apparently have no role at all in the impeachment investigation. It's an entirely partisan affair. I don't think it's too soon to call this for what it is, that it's a political hit job.
Political hit job. Well, it certainly is that at the very least. But talk about a big backfire. I would hate to be a Democrat strategist right now trying to figure out how do we recover from, you know, what are you going to do? You don't impeach, you're in trouble. You know, you have put this thing up to the point of saying, you know, it's all or nothing. You know, all your chips are in and you got no hand. And the problem is everybody knows you have no hand. A dude is sitting over there with a royal flush. Donald Trump has a royal flush. And you're, you know, the cards have turned over, you know, and he knows what's in your hand. And the Democrats still want to play this game. I'm loving this because I seek the truth, and I'm glad every single day we get a minute, we get seconds. The time you're listening to me is just moments getting closer to the truth. Closer and closer. Schiff gave a fake reading of Donald Trump's transcript to Congress. You guys probably have heard it. We're not going to play it. But Pelosi was asked about it, and here's what she had to say.
Necessary. I know you support Chairman Schiff, but was it right for him to have that dramatic interpretation of the president's transcript of the phone call at the hearing last week?
I want the American people to know what that phone call was about. I want them to hear it. So, yeah, it's fair. It's sad. But it's using the president's own words. So if he's...
Well, those weren't the president's words. It was an interpretation of the president's words. They're saying he made this up.
He did not make it up.
Now, these are the very same people that will tell you Trump is a liar. All right. Schiff completely made this up. I don't even need the clip. Go find it for yourselves because you need some homework listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. But go find it. You'll see Schiff made it up. And he read it as if the president said it. I mean, that should get him disqualified from Congress immediately. It was blatant lies. And then Pelosi says, no, those were the president's words. No, they were not. It was blatantly not his words. There's no question here. It wasn't a matter of interpretation. And even that's Stephanopoulos, by the way, questioning her. Stephanopoulos, well, he was interpreting the president. No, he wasn't. I mean, if you want to call it that, but he was lying about what the president said. But okay, I'll give you the stretch that it's an interpretation, but it certainly wasn't his words. You can't read it in there. But here you have the House Speaker going, no, he's read his words. Let me tell you something. I believe Nancy Pelosi is as detached as Mueller was to this case. I believe she actually did believe those were the words of President Trump, what Adam Schiff read. That's how bad these people are. It's amazing, folks. That's why there was a resolution to remove Pelosi. It's not going to go anywhere, but Louisiana's congressman decided to do that. Now, people called it frustration. Oh, Ralph Abraham's resolution. It's just frustration. No, it isn't. It's the Republicans understanding the PR battle. Finally, learning how to fight the PR battle. So what? It has no chance. Let me tell you something. Impeachment has no chance. The Democrats know that. But that's not stopping them from saying, oh, we're gonna pursue this impeachment because then they get their base riled up. Well, guess what our base wants? We want Pelosi out. So whether it's legit or not, I mean, it's completely legit, but whether or not it has a chance or not is not even the point. Make the point. Drive home that she should not be Speaker of the House because that's what's going to impact the public's thinking. Oh, Pelosi's up. You know, she's under fire. They want her out. That's what people understand. Added to the already great job that President Trump has done by exposing these clowns, and you get a PR battle that essentially says, I come over your raise and I raise you back. Listening to Kevin Jackson, it's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Here's what he wrote. Nancy Pelosi's vicious crusade against our lawfully elected president is nothing more than a politically motivated witch hunt. And it must be stopped. She has disgraced the People's House, weaponized the Speaker's gavel for her party's political gain. Let me tell you, I love it when Republicans, and I'm talking about real Republicans, are in office. I feel like it's somebody that represents our side. But here's what I think I can say and speak for all of us. If a Democrat represented us constitutionally, lawfully, I wouldn't care. If you didn't believe in this climate farce and weren't trying to soak us for more money, and you're a Democrat, I'm with you. If you believe in protecting our borders, I'm with you. If you believe that we should not be taxed and to death over crazy stuff, I'm with you. Take away your D and your R and your I. I don't really care. I want to know what you believe. That's what I'm after. I think that's what most of us are after. But the Democrats are not. They are about power, and they get their power through their money and the grabbing of it from you and keeping you always dancing. You are constantly doing a shuffle. And you don't even have time to enjoy your life. And so you don't get time enough to recover, to go, oh, wait a minute. Donald Trump is giving you time to go, oh, no, they didn't. Yeah, he's making you stop for a second and take pause. And that is the worst thing that can happen in politics. That's why these guys hate Trump. He's making you take pause. He's making you look at illegal immigration. He's making you look at crime. He's making you look at taxes. He's making you look at trade policy, monetary policy, and so on. That's why they can't stand this guy. Abrams said this: House Democrats spent nearly 3 years obsessed with election meddling, only to dwarf any such efforts with their own deceitful plan to nullify the 2016 election and prevent President Trump from winning in 2020. I've introduced a resolution calling for her to be expelled from the House and for the Speaker's office to be vacated. Now, Pelosi's never going to let this get to the floor, but you know what? We're talking about it. And I'm going to tell you something. It isn't just conservatives talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. You want to know what else everybody's talking about? They're talking about Schiff having to step down. You know what else they're talking about? They're talking about the fact that Obama's White House authorized Hunter Biden's activities in Ukraine and China. They're starting to talk about that. They're starting to question Joe Biden about what he's been doing in all this stuff. They're questioning Biden. They're asking him questions about Ukraine. How did you get your crackhead son this deal? And on and on. They're talking about it. They're talking about all the injustice and how this whole thing is being shaped out and how the Democrats are playing their games. We got them talking because we're on offense finally, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I saw an article that reported that Schiff had subpoenaed all these different State Department people, and Donald Trump forbid them to go, calling Schiff's inquiry a kangaroo court. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com for you just tuning in. Yeah, he called it a kangaroo court. He's called this entire thing a witch hunt. He's called the impeachment inquiry unconstitutional, amongst other things. And it's irrational, it's all these different things, and he's proven his case. Donald Trump is proving his case every single day. I've asked many people, I'll ask you, my mostly conservative audience, mostly truth seeking, pragmatic people. Do you believe Donald Trump fears the Democrats? Because I don't. I know the look of fear. Yeah, when I was little, occasionally I had it. I don't have it much as an adult. A couple times I was riding with a dude in Costa Rica who dang near ran off a mountain. I had the look of fear. This is one crazy Costa Rican. This dude drove like a maniac, and he was having a blast. He could drive his butt off, though. I'll give him credit for that. But I had the look of fear because we were 4,000 feet in the air, and this guy was driving like he was on a dirt bike. You know what I mean? Anyway, but I've seen the look of fear because I put it in a lot of people's faces. I've put it in a lot of their eyes. Those people that want to start something with you and you say, you don't see me going anywhere, do you? And you get that look in their face like, okay, I get it. Let me tell you something. You will not see a look of fear in Donald Trump's eyes. It will not happen. He does not fear the Democrats. The Democrats, if they were smart, and they're not, and as I tell you guys on this program all the time, not for laughs, not for giggles, not for shiggles, not for any other reason, and it's the truth, Democrats are brain dead, racist, morons of the highest order. They don't get it. And so they're waiting to see a look of fear in Donald Trump's eyes. It is not going to come. The only thing that comes for the Democrats is the grim reaper of politics, because they are about to get touched. That's right, 844-551-8255 if you want to get a hold of us. KJRadio.com. Schiff. We're going to subpoena some people, and if you don't show up, it's going to be an admission of guilt. No, it's not, Adam Schiff. It's not. In fact, you're going to be lucky to maintain your House Judiciary Chairmanship or whatever it is he chairs. You're going to be lucky to retain that. Nancy Pelosi, let me tell you, the gavel is gone in 2020. For those of you who question me, Kevin, what do you know? How do you know? I'm going to tell you right now, Donald Trump will become president in a landslide, and Nancy Pelosi will lose the gavel. Nancy Pelosi can't even, she'll be lucky that they want her as a chairman at the end of this, because there are going to be Democrats who want her out with a passion. Don't think they aren't some right now. They just have to play the game. That's why it's political game. It's politics. It's a blood sport. They want her out, especially those that are vulnerable. And if you think for one second that there's a safe Democrat district outside of the Portland or San Francisco or Boston, let me tell you, if you're in a battleground state and you're a Democrat, you better absolutely be watching your P's and Q's, as my grandmother would say. You are in big trouble. Schiff now finds Trump's new actions of calling Schiff a lying scumbag. Okay, let's just say a lying skank, of calling him that and saying, I'm not letting anybody testify in your kangaroo court. And let's see what the Supreme Court has to say about it or anybody else. And Schiff says, oh, that's a reason to impeach you. So here, I have no real reason to impeach you on Ukraine, but you not cooperating with my non-ability to impeach you is now an impeachable offense. Right. It's kind of like the Russian collusion thing. Even though you did not collude with the Russians, but we were looking for you colluding with the Russians and you interfering by protecting yourself and actually giving us evidence of your non-collusion, well, we're going to consider that obstruction. See, that's how they work. So the whistleblowers, and I use my finger quotes, couldn't get the job done. So Schiff says his process should lead to the impeachment of the president. I want to just be very clear about how this all works. His process. Dadgummit, the president didn't allow us to just railroad this thing through and let's make Barr look like the bad guy. I love all this because Barr is a Bush administration guy. If there's anybody that wouldn't like Trump, it's a Bush administration person. But man, I got to tell you, I like Barr. I can't wait to see Barr and John Durham's report. And let me tell you something, folks. You want to see some fireworks? You want to know what the Democrats are trying to avoid right now? They don't want you to get to that Durham and Barr report, because those guys have been thorough. There have been no leaks, because let me tell you something. John Durham and A.G. Barr have made sure that they handpick people that are above and beyond reproach. And when this report comes out, I know there are naysayers out there, Carl, Art, and others, that like to worry. When this report comes out, it's going to be damning. Not that we don't have enough information now for it to be considered damning for the Democrats, but it's going to get worse. Biden is done. Biden's goose is cooked. Bernie is done. Beto is done. Pete is done. Pete Buttigieg. Kamala is done. Warren is going to be the nominee. Big Tech is running scared of Elizabeth Warren. It is the first time that Google, Facebook, and Twitter are actually looking to side with Donald Trump. I want you to understand how bad things are for the Democrats. So bad. Hillary Clinton, they say, soared into third place. They hope she ends up in first place, and she isn't even a candidate. A three-time loser, Hillary Clinton, and they go, oh, somebody's out there cheering for Hillary to get into the race. I mean, that's like asking a crippled dude to run the 100 meters in the Olympics in hopes of him winning. Wow. The level of desperation. The man who was a billionaire before he entered politics is being accused of corruption. He's lost over $1 billion. He's being accused of corruption by people who have increased their fortunes immensely. But they want you to believe he's corrupt. His catchphrase, "Make America Great Again, America First," speaks to everything that the Democrats have wanted out of baby black Jesus Barack Obama and couldn't get. And yet, they fight him at every turn. Why? Very simple, folks. I'm going to give you the key to the kingdom. You ready? If Donald Trump is successful, it invalidates everything that the Democrats believe they stand for. But it really doesn't. It invalidates everything that Barack Obama was incapable of doing because his ideology and that of the left is not geared for success. It is geared for taking your money, putting it into their pockets, not only enriching them, but empowering them. So not only do you lose money, you lose power. You want to know why the American people are so powerful? Let me tell you why. Go take away the 2 million bureaucrats, and you have something like, 120 million people who are working. Okay? 120 million people. I want you to understand, if 120 million people said, I'm going to give you $100 a month to fight for me. $100 a month. You see how powerful we are? 120 million people decide we're going to sway public opinion this way. I'm not talking about working people. What happens to the government? Nothing. They lose. It doesn't exist. So they dumb them down. They take their money, they dumb them down. They take their money and make them believe that they're being represented. We're fighting for you, the worker. We're the working man, the common man. You know, they make you believe in the nothing, in the vapor of it all. And Donald Trump comes along and says, no, I really believe in you. I believe in the masses. You can affect whatever you choose to affect. And I'm going to treat you with respect. I'm going to treat your money as if it were my own, and on and on. They can't stand it because you get 120 million voting people, working people, who decide they're going to sway their money and their political, you know, ideology one way or the other, and the Democrats are doomed. Republicans, those seeking the truth, we're in great shape because we're going to, we're empowered. We got a little bit more money in our pocket. We got more idle time. We're wasting ourselves on frivolity. Democrats can't stand that. They can't stand when we have more time on our hands and understand what we want to achieve in our lives. Bad news.
This This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.